Thought for today. I bet you thought I wasn't even coming on, did you? Long pause beginning there. Thought for today. My broadcasting says, now you're on, now you're on, and now you're on. She doesn't take her finger and point it up in the air and say, now you're on. And then she doesn't draw it across her throat and says, now you're off. Thought for today. Good manners tell the world. I care for myself. Good manners tell the world I care about myself. You know that? Good manners tell the world I care about myself. Now, how do we develop good manners? Good manners should come natural. Good manners are natural, but we are trained out of good manners, and then we're trained later back into good manners. Now, a little child acts with beautiful manners. Really, he does. A little child acts with very caringness, very gentleness, very lovingness. And a little child really is very sensitive and very wonderful. But are you sensitive, caring, and wonderful? If you are, then you're like the little child who can enter the kingdom of heaven. But if you're not, then you know what happens? Then everyone has to go and put on their earphones. Everybody has to go and tune up the volume later on to hear what's going on, because they can't hear anything. Now, it's not good manners to speak if you're not going to speak to everyone. So what you do, you speak to everyone whenever you're speaking. Now, there's only you and somebody else at the table. Okay, so you're just talking between the two of you. Now, you want the other person to hear what you're saying, so you modulate your voice so they can hear it. If you're unsure of yourself, you sometimes hide behind quietness, and you get stiller and stiller and stiller. You don't want too many people to know what you're saying, because if a lot of people know what you're saying, then a lot of people know that you're a silly old fool. And if you talk loudly, and then a lot of people know you're a silly old fool, but they can hear it. But good manners, and enjoy it. Good manners is being considerate of the people around you. Manners are being considerate of the people around you. Manners are for people around you. Manners have nothing to do with you. They have to do with people around you. Now, if you were alone on a desert island, you would have exquisite manners, because you would do everything that pleased yourself. There'd not be another person on that island to whom you'd have to please. Understand? There's nobody there. So you're not doing it for somebody else. But you would still hang up your clothes, whatever clothes you had, so that they would be nice. You would not trample on them. You would not walk all over them, because getting new ones on desert island is not that easy. So, you would not open a piece of fruit and eat half of it and put it back on the plate and then put it in the refrigerator so it can rot, because that's not good manners for you, because your fruit has to go. And so, instead of eating two pieces of fruit of a different kind at a meal, or instead of eating more at a meal than you need, you would eat the fruit as a basic part of the meal, the whole piece, and then you would eat whatever else. But you don't eat a half a banana. You don't eat a half a fruit. You don't eat this because it's not practical. You have no place to keep it, besides which it goes bad once you've cut into it. The fruit comes with its natural covering, which protects it and elongates its life. When you're on a desert island, you would do those things because there's nobody else to help you. You'd quickly learn, if you cut a piece of fruit, then, hey, that's all she writes. You got six pieces of fruit, you want them to go 6 days, and you cut it in half, well, you're not going to go 12 days. It doesn't work that way. So you realize that if you take a piece of fruit, you eat the whole thing. You eat a little less of something else, if you want it. Now, you say, well, Herb, What am I going to do when they got a whole pineapple? They're kind of big. Well, you got to think about that, don't you? You have to think about it. So what do you do with pineapple? Well, you make juice out of it. You make pineapple custard out of it or whatever. You make all sorts of things out of it. But you don't cut into the pineapple and just leave it. Because the pineapple gets soft, and when it's soft, it is not good. And it's a big old pineapple. So, you don't eat the pineapples too often. Eat them only when you have company. Like breakfast, dinner, and supper, or whatever you can do to get them eaten as quickly as possible. Now, see, you say, well, Herb, that's just practical stuff. That's what manners are. Manners are just practical stuff. How do you want other people to respond to you? So you respond with harmonious manners. Now, if you go around defecating here and there, and you're all alone, it's not too bad, but it's not good. So what you do is you plan to dig a hole and put it in there. Now, if there are a lot of people defecating here and there, the place could be a mess in no time, couldn't it? Ellen came to the ranch for the first time, and her first job was to pick up the doggy do, you know. So she says, a lot of this stuff's been here a long time. I said, that's right, we were waiting for you. So Ellen took her little doggy do picker uppers and the bags, and she picked up bag after bag after bag until finally everything was clear. And then the dogs kept making new droppings until she had to continue her work. But it was not so difficult after she had it all done once. Now, why is she picking up the doggy do when it had been there for months and it hadn't disturbed anything? Because she wanted to have an orderly house. And why did she want to have an orderly house? Because I gave her that as her task in housekeeping. Or John, or Jan, whoever it was, gave it to her. But, you see, she followed those rules. Now, was she happy with what she did? Was she pleased about what she did? Did she feel that was a good thing that she did? Yeah. And was it a good thing she did? Yeah. Now, that's manners. Manners is just a matter of doing what we know is right to do and doing it beautifully. Now, when you go into town and you are going to go to a store and you're going to meet other people in town. So then you go into town like some tribal person from some strange island. You leave your breasts hanging out, you know, and you wear your straw skirt and stuff like that, and you would be the sight of the season. Everyone would be talking about you. They'd say, my, their customs are quite different. I like it, but it's quite different, you know, very free and very open and so forth. But what would happen? What would happen? You would be considered not very mannerly. And the police would be called to come and tell you that that's not the way that we act here. That's not the things we do. And you say, I'm going to do whatever I please. And so the policemen say, all right, come with us. And they put you in jail. Because you cannot violate the rules, the customs of the world, and get away with it. You have to pay the penalty. And the penalty is not being available to the world. You see, manners are something that are quite serious in our life, from childhood on. When we're a little child, we can go out and accomplish great things and wonderful things. And we feel at peace. And we feel very harmonious, and everybody loves us. But as we become adults, the things that we did as a child, we're not allowed to do anymore. And the reason that we're not allowed to do them anymore is because they are contrary to whatever is the acceptable pattern. Now, manners are just a matter of what is harmonious in a community. When the streets are not swept, and glass is here and there, and dirt is here and there, and so forth, you're suggested to wear shoes. And when you go into a store, the manners within a store are always wearing shoes. Because if it is a clothing store, they drop these little pins on the floor after they take it out. The pins are holding the shirt so that it looks nice while it's in the showcase. But people come there and they take the pins out and they try the shirt on, and they don't care where the pins fall. They got shoes on. But if they didn't have shoes on, then they might be more cautious and put the pins in the dish and make sure that no pin got on the floor that they might step on. You see, it's always them first. But these are manners, customs, habits. And we want to learn them. Good manners tell the world I care about myself. So, good manners tell the world that in my world, I put the pins away. In my world, I don't break bottles on the street. In my world, I'm very cautious. You know, some of the kids, when they had a few beers, they take the beer bottle and they throw it out the window and let it smash in the gutter. And that's not very nice. Somebody's going to have to clean it up. Little children playing in the street when it rains and the gutters are full of water, they'll step on the glass and they'll cut themselves. Now, is that what those children wanted them to do when they threw the bottle out, or the adults, whoever that was? Oh, I didn't think I'd hurt anybody. Yeah, it's just the street. Yeah, but the street is the playground sometimes for children along the edge. When we were little children, we used to have our little boats that we would send down the street. And it was kind of nice. But the thing is, people didn't throw bottles in the street and didn't do silly things like that. Now, what about you? Just think about yourself for a minute. Are you mannerly? Good manners tell the world I care about myself. What are your manners? Do they tell the world that you care about yourself? When you go in town, do you wear clean clothes? They don't have to be the top of the line clothes, but clean clothes. Do you wear proper clothes that are, a pair of pants and a shirt? When you go in town, do you look like you're ready for business? Wearing a short skirt? So when you bend over, your bottom shows? Is that what you do when you go in town? You go in town and you're in trouble doing that sort of stuff if that's not your intention. Are you wearing the short skirt and you say, oh, I see you're going to work? How could you tell? Because you have your waitress uniform on, your little tutu, you know. And hey, the waitress can get away with it, but you can't. If the average person walked around like that, then that'd be different. That'd be the costume of the day. What is it that you wear at the beach? You wear your swimming suits. And if a person's not in their swimming suit, that's okay too. But the swimming suit is the mode of dress of the day. So we want to always present ourselves with good manners. We want to always present ourselves to our highest and best. Now, when the policeman says, Ingeborg, I want you to drive a little more carefully. You went around that corner pretty fast. If a child or someone had been there, you would have been out of control. You wouldn't have been able to handle it. Take it a little easy now. Ingeborg says, oh, stick it up your nose. I'm going to drive how I want to drive. You can't tell me how to drive. You're not my boss. And the policeman says, let me see your license, please. And he takes your license and rips it up. And he says, you best not drive without a license, because you can be put in jail for that. But you just ripped up my license. I gave you orders on how to drive carefully, and you chose not to pay attention. So therefore, I took away your authority to drive. So now you have to go and renew your license. And I will send a report in that you were discourteous to a policeman who gave you orders to drive more cautiously and you didn't do it. And then they may give you a requirement that you have to go to driving school for 6 months before you get your license renewed, because you were discourteous to someone in authority who gave you a rule. You follow me? And they have the right to do that. Now, they cannot take your license away. They cannot do this, but they can do what they want to do to enforce the rules. And they're not out to be mean to you. They don't want to be mean to anybody. They just want to do their job, which is called protecting the community. protecting the community from people who do not want to follow the rules. And the same thing, good manners tell the world I care about myself. When I follow the rules of my community, that's good manners, showing the world that I care about myself. You see, we think these things are just blah, 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 not important at all, not important at all. But they're very important. They're very, very, very important. Because it tells the world what we think about the world. I'm not going to water my plants. They don't need any water. Then they die. You throw them out. How come you don't have any plants in your house? Oh, they all died. Why did they die? I don't know. As I recall, you didn't water them. They didn't need it. Well, apparently they did. Because without water, they died. You see, we want to make excuses for not following the rules. And when we don't follow the rules, we got a problem. We have a problem. We have a problem. And Ingeborg, can you imagine someone who has menstruation and doesn't use the proper Kotex or whatever it is to keep themselves from dripping? Can you imagine what that'd be like? It'd be terrible, wouldn't it? And in every stage of our life, we have different things. Some people, some older people, they drool at the mouth. You know, you've seen some older people drooling at the mouth because they have lost a little bit of the muscle control. And so they take their handkerchief and wipe it off, or they have a box of Kleenex with them, and they're wiping it off. This is all part of living, all part of doing everything, because these are all things that we all have to complain about, right, Anita? Right? Yes. Right, Ingeborg? Yeah? Sylvia, right?
Right.
Boy, that was a long time coming. I have to do a little training on you. Right, Ellen?
Right.
See, respond. You know what is right and wrong. Remember the little boy who hit his sister over the head with the roller skates? And I said, you knew that hurt. No, I didn't. I said, give me those skates, I'll hit you. No, it hurt. See, you did know it hurt. Then you know it hurts. But the thing is, we know the rules, but we just feel that we're superior to the rules sometimes. And that we should not be disturbed by them. Herb, how could you ever scratch your ankle there when you are God and you're walking down? Because I did. You got a problem with it? You got a problem with it? I don't have a problem with it. I see it whole and perfect. Well, you see it.
Whole and perfect.
Thank you, God. I accept. But you see, we're all playing rules. Now, would it be nice for me to flash this at everybody? That big old wound on my ankle, would that be nice to flash at everybody? So I covered it with a bandage. And then I sat up in front of these audiences these past week now with my bandage showing, because I couldn't put a sock over it, you know, because it would be too tight. It'd stop the circulation. So I just had to have that thing shown. And people saw me with white shoes, a white bandage on my ankles, and dark trousers and a dark pair. I really looked sharp. You know, cut off the feet and I'd be all right. So, but no. Did anyone judge me?
No.
Did anyone not love me?
No.
Did anyone think that I was being a show-off? No. But everyone did what? Accepted me just the way I was. With my Kotex, or with my injured ankle, or with whatever, you know. It had nothing to do with anything. And who was one of the most gracious ladies that we met over there?
Ellen Dr. Jarvis.
Christina. Christine was one of the most gracious, wonderful ladies that we met over there that you could ever imagine. She was super. And we fell in love with her, and she fell in love with her. And then Reverend Dr. Joy Thomas, too. But that was different. She had a different... Actually, Christine was quite a showman, too.
Uh-huh.
And Joy Thomas was quite a showman. I guess people all are showmen if you get right down to it. They're showing off whatever their manners are. And sometimes their manners are not pleasant, and most of the time they are. But Christina and Joy Thomas, their manners were exquisite. To a point. When they talk about each other, when they talk about somebody, that's not good manners. Because one of them was telling us that somebody else did this and somebody else did that, and you don't do that. That's not good manners. We always want good manners. Always. And we don't carry tails. Except for me. I can do that. And I probably should leave them nameless, but I haven't even learned how to do that yet. But be yourself and have fun. Good manners tell the world I care about myself. When you are going to go into a clothing store and you're going to try on trousers or something, do you wear a clean pair of underclothes when you go and do it? Or do you wear no underclothes, or are you dirty? You have good manners. You see, the majority of the people in the world have good manners, and that's why the clothing stores don't even ask you, do you have clean underwear on? Or here, put these clean underwear on before you try out those clothes. They don't say it, do they? Interesting, isn't it? Uh-huh. But you see, good manners are the norm, not the exception. And so, good manners tell the world that I care about myself. So most of the world cares about itself, doesn't it? Fascinating, isn't it? Now, where is the spiritual import or impact to this here? This is being yourself and having fun. Listening to that inner mannerly self. And just remember, everything we do carries a message telling what we think about ourselves and what we think about the world. What we think about ourselves and what we think about the world. Over at Stanford University, there was one young man who decided to go naked. So he went to school on the bus naked, went to classes naked, went to walking on the campus, talking with friends naked for a whole month before the university decided that that wasn't acceptable. And then they told him he couldn't. For a whole month. And nobody stopped him. Nobody objected. Nobody even noticed him. What a consciousness for a whole month. Now, not that he's right, not that he's wrong, but isn't it interesting that that could happen? Fascinating. You see, he had no thought in his mind that he was being an offense to anybody. And he wasn't, because nobody cared. They see statues, they see books, they see pictures. Like one of the nurses at New York in Brooklyn, she said, the human body is the temple of the living God. And she says, I have to work with people's bodies all the time in the hospital, naked bodies and clothed bodies and stuff. And she says, after a while, you don't think a thing about it. It's just part of my job. And she says, and they're all beautiful. They're all beautiful. Now, wouldn't that be a wonderful thing for us to come to see everything beautiful without judgment? And when we have no judgment, then the world has no judgment of us. And that's our spiritual message for today. I love you.